Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't believe the way you improved the... And great job on the... Help me! Help me. Does anyone... Jeff and I are sitting here discussing this.
You got me, man.
What did he do? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092.
Never told us, and we didn't work in that part of sports in Northeast Ohio. So we may never know.
I look at it as I think he was a paid confidant of the management team, the Haslams in particular, and guided this team in a direction. You determine what the direction was. Because I will tell you that the fact that we got stability was something that we had, you know, yearned for a long time. Yeah. And while he was here, you know, you may not have liked the coaches. You may not have liked the general managers. You may have loved them. They may have made decisions while he was here that you, you know, were ecstatic about. I think he slowed things down for the Haslams to make it palatable so that the Haslams, who were on a, you know, Al Davis type course of being known for making changes left and right, left and right, left and right, that he slowed everything down. And I'm okay with that. I don't really have a problem with that. And I think that that's, you know, a feather in his cap. Outside of that, though, you know, other than his relationship of making the business work and trying to have his fingerprints on the football operation side, it is what it is. So we do know, though, right, by the fact that Andrew Berry said they were thought partners, that he did have influence on the football operation side. Is that enough evidence for you, Jeff?
No.
So why would they be thought partners then?
Andy, it sounds, I would think that Paul, and if you're the Haslams, why wouldn't you hire a smart guy to have somebody who you can bounce ideas off of? That I would assume that was a huge part of it, so that the Haslams had someone who could help guide them as owners of a sports franchise, because these were folks who owned a trucking empire and a media company. And this is a really smart guy who had been in sports. Nothing wrong with that. But they never, you know, we truly, they never defined exactly what it is he did. So I've always just kind of assumed that he was a big time consultant for the Haslams. But that was an assumption on my part.
Let me jump this to the next theory here. So, you know, and as Dan had said, and we had talked about this, is the writing on the wall perhaps for a turnover
for the entire organization?
Because if you lose a thought partner, is that not the equivalent of a sports lobotomy then?
Okay.
You with me? If you're going to pull away part of the brain, are you now? What are you going to do? You're going to have full Dr. Frankenstein and have a transplant?
I would doubt it.
I don't think that it matters. The only part of it,
I wouldn't think it does either.
The direct correlation there was is that Dee Podesta seemed to be the champion for Kevin Stefanski to come in here. In fact, he would have liked to have seen it a year earlier. That we have based on reports and things that have been said. Okay. So there you wonder if that connection, and then Andrew steps in and says what he says in the middle, that, you know, they were thought partners. I mean, because really that's the hardest evidence we have about everything, right? We're going to say it a million times.
Paul's an incredible thought partner.
There it was.
That sounds like a consultant, doesn't it?
No, it sounds like it's more than a consultant.
Okay.
Because when I think about times that you've been around and used consultants, and we'd look at the consultants would come in, and your boss would be like, oh, the consultants were in today. Man, they got this great idea, this great idea, this great idea. And then you would turn and look back at your boss and go, it's a great idea when you're sitting in the ivory tower and you don't have to execute the work every day. Now, sometimes consultants can give you the efficiency you need to make your business better. But let's be honest, consultants know, because they were probably in the job at some point, that they're not really there for the long haul. They're in to just make a mess and get out. That's the way most consultants I've ever dealt with were. For the most part. Oh, my best would be like, this is my favorite thing about consultants. This works in L.A. This works in New York. And I'd turn and I'd be like, you're in Cleveland. You really think that's going to work here? And guess what? Most of the time, never works. I mean, come on. It's just, you can always come up with a good strategy, I think. But even if you execute it to the best, it's not always going to work. So I ask you again, do you think this is going to have a major impact on what we're seeing with Kevin? Is this the start of something? I can't answer that today. I actually don't think so. I think that Andrew stands on his own merits. I think that Kevin stands on his own merits too. But maybe that's the way it's all been perceived, because we never really heard what Paul's thoughts were on anything, except for every once in a while he'd jump up there and he would talk.
I just always thought, Andy, if the guy had any huge role in the actual football operation, we would have heard from him from time to time. We've done this for way too long.
I don't know. We didn't hear from Andrew Berry.
Well, we hear from Andrew Berry, though.
I'm trying to think of the last time Kevin talked.
We just didn't hear from him at the trade deadline. But Andrew Berry goes out front and center and talks about the football team. Paul DePodesta rarely, if ever, did that. And that's why I've always assumed that Andrew Berry was calling the shots as the general manager and everything else. Because otherwise, Paul would have been out there doing some of that or been there with him on most everything. But he didn't do that. So, you know, we're not going to disparage the guy. Brilliant guy.
Because we don't know 100% what he did. But there were things that you could see that had changed in the organization when he got here that I thought were positive.
You said this at in the first segment of the show. Bottom line, since we didn't know exactly what it was he might be doing, you can judge Paul DePodesta's tenure here by three numbers. Wins, losses, and ties. And it wasn't good, Andy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he did it one time.
Yeah, I know. Well, that doesn't mean that's good.
And the other part
of
this,
the team wasn't too successful while he was here. End of story, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the question now is what happens moving forward? Is it just Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski? Do they hire someone above them? And if they hire someone above them, that might not be good for Andrew Berry and Paul and Kevin Stefanski.
I'm going to throw one more at you. If the movie Moneyball never came out, would you ever have cared that Paul DePodesta was in this strategic consultant? I'll give you the consultant kind of role for the organization.
Would I care?
Would anyone really know who Paul DePodesta was? and you, care about his impact.
I would have, because we know his background.
Yeah, because of his time with the Indians. But
the average person who doesn't pay as much attention to sports as we do probably wouldn't know that.
I don't. I wonder if fans even care. Like, does this make a difference? Does this make you think, as a fan, that the fact Paul DePodesta is now moving over to baseball, does that give you hope? Does that give you, like, cynicism that make you think things will get worse? Or do you just don't care because he wasn't in your daily lives the way Kevin Stefanski is in your daily life, Andrew Berry is in your daily life, because that's the position they're in? Does it matter? Did Paul DePodesta's time here matter?
It probably mattered to the Haslams because he helped them learn how to own a sports franchise. All I got.
But yeah, it's not like he owned the sports franchise.
No, but he knew how sports franchises operated. You know, remember, he wasn't just with the A's. He ran the Dodgers too.
Right.
You know, so he
was here in Cleveland for a little bit and with the Mets.
Yeah. When he was much younger, obviously he was here. But
he made his mark here. It's where it's kind of started.
Well, it's where he started. He made his mark in Oakland.
Yeah. Maybe he made his mark at Harvard, let's be honest, right?
So do you think this is a pound of flesh for the fan base then?
No, I truthfully, I'll ask you that question. That's the question, but I don't think it is.
I don't think this is the pound of flesh for the fan base, but I think it needs to be out there.
Is it the beginning though? Is this the hors d'oeuvre?
Well, that maybe this is the, all right, everybody is going to stay, but we'll give you something. You know, we'll give you this. Because like, it just has that feel to it of, all right, we didn't make a whole lot of trade. You know, we didn't make a lot of moves at the deadline. Some people thought Kevin Stefanski was going to get fired after, if he didn't win the Dolphins game, that was floating around all over the place, and that stuff doesn't dissipate. So maybe this was the pound of flesh. That was one of the thoughts that was out there. Maybe this is the sacrificial lamb, if you prefer that method better.
I don't think the fans get it, though. I don't think the fans care.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, no, because it's not.
All you have to do is say the word analytics, and you'll have a whole bunch of people screaming and yelling and losing their mind, mostly because they have no idea that what exactly analytics is or what it does or the impact that it has, because none of us do, because they don't tell us anything, because they have aliens behind there at Area 51 in Berea.
You know, I always make fun of you on the analytics thing, but if you go back and look at what Paul Brown did, if you disassociate analytics from computations and math, for the most part, that there's more to analytics than just. And I think this is part of
Bill Belichick too.
This is what I was told too. That like, DePodesta was a lot more than just numbers and things like that. This was in the beginning when I was told that you know he was just more. And so when I talk about the Paul Brown part of it, it's, hey, we have a playbook. That's analytics. Hey, we have a structured time throughout the day that we're going to practice. Hey, we are going to recommend this kind of food to help increase speed, strength, endurance. And by the way, we're going to get in the weight room and we're going to monitor what we're doing here and see if we can have a tangible result from saying, ooh, look, he did 30 push-ups and he's able to hold on to the ball better than he was when he was only doing 5 push-ups because his core is stronger. I mean, some things sound like common sense, but when you organize it, it then becomes analytics. It's not just numbers. And I know I make fun of you a lot because I hate the fact that we think everything in baseball is about numbers. Because I mean, you know if a pitcher's pitching well,
absolutely,
leave him in the game. Like, no, we got to pull him out. We got to worry about his contract and this. Hey, the guy's got a chance for a one hitter. Leave him in the game. If he's got it, he's got it. Go get the win. Take it for today. All right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more. I've got some phone calls. Folks want to chime in on this Paul DePodesta taking the job with the Rockies. So you want to do it too? 216-474-0092. Josh Booty, former Browns quarterback, going to join us at 11 o'clock, almost a half hour away. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.